Chris Ernesto with St. Pete for Peace claims that the city of St. Petersburg and Baywalk are forcing people to choose between profit and civil liberties. There are complaints that protesters are causing traffic congestion, but he says other events are causing even more congestion.
I can't go to the North Shore dog park on certain days with my dogs because of Rib Fest or Blues Fest or some other fest, but I would never consider saying you need to stop those activities so I can have the right to go to a dog park. And the same thing happens here. Sure, if we were here generating revenue for the city, they wouldn't be kicking us off. But the city has made it clear that they value potential profit more than they do civil liberties.
The city of St. Petersburg received 90 letters regarding the Baywalk controversy, with the majority opposing the privatization. The decision to privatize has led protesters to seek a referendum. But Ernesto says St. Pete for Peace won't begin to challenge the decision until the city begins to arrest protesters for being on the sidewalk.
Nothing can happen legally until they actually start enforcing it. Once they do enforce it, that's when the legal process takes hold. The city voted 4-4 not to give away the sidewalk. But in a slap in the face to democracy, they had a magical revote. And within a two-week period, they had another vote, and one person changed his mind. And so that gave Baywalk control of the sidewalk, and we'll make our protests on this sidewalk illegal eventually. We're still here now because they're not enforcing it, but even when they do start enforcing it, we're going to be here.
St. Petersburg City Attorney Mark Wynn confirmed that safety issues and the impediment of foot traffic were among the reasons for privatizing the north side of 2nd Avenue. The other sidewalks near Baywalk remain public.
There were a number of conditions. We retained a utility easement for underground utilities. We've retained a vision, a line of sight easement so that they couldn't build a structure there like a building on the sidewalk, in order to maintain the visibility to the water from pedestrians. Oh, and they have to place some types of things in that area to demarcate or to demark where the public sidewalk ends and where the private portion begins, so that anybody entering it will know that they've entered private property when they do.
And although the ordinance was effective on October 6th, the sidewalk remains public until the city turns over the sidewalk to Baywalk. In a recent St. Pete Times article, Baywalk property manager Thomas McGeechee said he has no intentions of expanding beyond the area around the promenade and the street. Ernesto claims that the protesters also face the danger of losing the rights to assemble on the opposite side of the street.
And it's part of a pattern of behavior. Not only is Baywalk trying to take away this sidewalk, they're going to take away the sidewalk across the street as well. And they made that clear in their revitalization plan, which came out in July, yet the mayor and many city council members justified their decision to take away this sidewalk by saying, but the protesters can still go across the street. They knew that wasn't true. It was in their own revitalization plan. So now it's been talked about publicly. They're also going to take away the other sidewalk. They're also trying to make bullhorns at protests illegal as well.
ACLU attorneys who are defending the protesters cite precedents in which the court held that a private owner of a sidewalk could not stop protesters from using the sidewalk to demonstrate. Dina Formentini has protested with St. Pete for Peace for 2 years and said that her constitutional rights have been violated.
I personally believe that it is an infringement and it is impeding on our constitutionally protected rights. But I think the worst part about it is it sets a horrible precedent. So Baywalk say they actually get away with privatizing the sidewalk. And what does that say for the other businesses that have protesters standing on their sidewalk? Do they then get to say, I want my sidewalk too? And eventually it just becomes a chain reaction and protesters can go nowhere. And, you know, basically what I feel like the city government is saying is that we agree with free speech and it's okay for you to put your message out there as long as nobody in the community can hear what you have to say. And eventually, as that precedent is set, more and more businesses are going to be able to get away with it because Baywalk did, and we will have nowhere to show the community what their government is using their tax dollars to do.
If you stand for free speech, then you better show them how. When I say free speech, you say now.
More than 70% of the shopping complex is vacant. Formentini thinks that the $700,000 in federal money Baywalk will receive is corporate welfare.
the $700,000 economic stimulus that they got, those were tax dollars. Those were my money, you know, that was going to Baywalk. Well, that's not part of a free enterprise. Giving them a piece of sidewalk that we initially paid for to begin with, for an establishment that a lot of tax dollars were used to begin with, that's not all part of a free market. And so I think that democracy can work, and I think that capitalism can work, but our government doesn't let it work. They're consistently interfering with it, and they're not letting it do what it's supposed to do. And so, yes, we have these things that exist, but they're just words because they're not actually doing what they're supposed to do because no one, people and government continue to interfere with it.
Protester Jimmy Dunson said that our country must be mindful of protecting domestic rights.
You know, it's pretty hypocritical that we're, or some people here support the war in Afghanistan because the argument goes, you know, we're fighting for freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, you know, here in St. Petersburg and in America in general, there's people whose rights are being taken away.
Art Gill was handing out leaflets for Team Hope for the Ministry of Cavalry Chapel, St. Petersburg, and didn't agree with the protesters' message, but supported their freedom of speech.
I don't agree with everything they say, but it is America, and the Constitution says that we have a right to free speech. And, you know, this is a public sidewalk, and, you know, I really feel like it's wrong that the sidewalk got privatized. Well, Team Hope was disappointed because we were out here all summer. This was an area where we prayed with people and talked to people about Christ. But we'll go to the different areas in St. Pete where we're allowed to go and proselytize where we can.
The radical cheerleaders with St. Pete for Peace will protest consumerism at Baywalk next Friday night at 8:30 p.m. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.